The Lord be with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Tonight we observe the minor festival, which really isn't all that minor. It's pretty major. It's the conversion of Saul into St. Paul, the Damascus Road experience. And we will hear that, or a major portion of that, in our first reading for tonight. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His Word and receive His gifts. Our opening hymn is number 611. We heard the prelude, Chief of Sinners Though I Be. And following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 4. Divine Service Setting 4, page 204 and following. We have a special worship for this insert for this evening. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before You tonight knowing that our sin is always before us. We are tempted to look at the sin of others, to try to make ourselves feel good or look good. But we know the truth, and more importantly, You know the truth. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for Your great love that saves sinners like us. Heavenly Father, bless us tonight as we hear Your Word and receive Your gifts. All these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 611.
worship, divine service, setting number 4, page 203, page 203, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen. Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and in praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you turned the heart of him who persecuted the church, and by his preaching caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. Grant us ever to rejoice in the saving light of your gospel and, following the example of the Apostle Paul, to spread it to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading for the festival of the conversion of St. Paul is from Acts chapter 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias?" And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus. And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak the gradual. When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists,
the pastors and teachers, for building up the body of Christ,
so that you are no longer strangers and aliens, but members of the household of God. The epistle is from Galatians chapter 1. "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when He who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son to me, in order that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith He once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me. This is the word of the Lord. We continue with the Alleluia verse. Please stand for the gospel. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 19th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Peter said in reply, See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have? Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on His glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or children or lands for my sake, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Hymn of the day is page 517. We will sing verses 1, 12, and 3. Please be seated.
Thank you.
God's Word for this evening, Acts chapter 9, especially verse 13 and following. But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine." Please be seated. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. I want you to think about a recent purchase you may have made. Maybe it was a Christmas present, a birthday, or an anniversary gift. Maybe it was just something you bought for fun. As you were choosing to make that purchase, what kind of things went through your mind? If you were going to buy a new cell phone or a new Xbox or some gaming system, did you go to the used store? Or did you want to choose and pick out something new, fancy, shiny, the best that there was? Maybe it was a new vehicle. Did you go to the used car? Or I guess that's not politically correct to say used car. Pre-owned lot? Or did you go and look, or at least dream, about the cars with the new stickers on the side? Maybe it wasn't even something that big. Maybe you were going to get flowers for your wife. Did you go and pick out the day-old ones? Or the ones that were wilted? Or in the trash? Of course not. When we choose, even if it's something as simple as choosing what clothes we're going to wear, we don't dig them out of the dirty clothes and out of the hamper. We go to the closet. We want the best. We want the cleanest. We want the freshest. This is how we choose, right? This is how we live. We have a stark contrast with how we live, the decisions we make and the choices we make with how God works. Right here in our text. Saul had gained quite a reputation. Saul was very zealous. He was on fire. And the thing that he had in his crosshairs? People who followed the way. That was the early name for the Christian church. He hated Christians. He did everything humanly possible to root out Christians. And at the stoning of Stephen, where he was there guarding the cloaks, he got a taste of blood. And he liked it. He made a name for himself in Jerusalem. Imagine a one-man Gestapo squad going from house to house, rooting and searching out anybody who called on Jesus as their Savior. But that wasn't good enough for Saul. He needed to expand his territory. So he went to the rulers, he got letters, he got permission. He was going to expand his swath of death and destruction all the way to Syria. And so he heads off on the Damascus Road. God had other plans. Somewhere along the path, God paid a visit to Saul. Saul, who thought he was doing God a favor. Saul, who was zealous, but zealously wrong. God appears to him, a vision, a blinding light, a voice. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Persecuting? I thought I was helping you. I thought I was doing you a favor. I thought I was doing the Lord's will." Who are you? Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. God loves the sinner, the hardcore sinner, perhaps the biggest sinner, killing Christians in the whole world at that time. God loves him so much that he comes to him directly, personally, with the voice of God, confronting him with his sin. Saul had 3 days of blindness to think about those words of God, to think about his past action and God's current action on him and in him. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, God comes to Ananias. Hey, Ananias, God says, I've got a job for you. I want you to go to a guy named Saul and talk to him about me. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what must have been going through his mind? We have recorded for us here in God's Word that he was questioning God's wisdom and God's choice. This Saul guy, isn't he the one that kills your followers? I've heard that he's come to town here to kill people like me. You see, Ananias, like all of us, had a way or an understanding of how God does his picking, his choosing, his calling. Don't we fall into that trap? Don't we fall into the trap that God loves us because we're lovable? That God loves us because we've stopped doing this and started doing that? That God loves us because we've cleaned up our act? That God cares for us because of something inside of us? God teaches Ananias, and he teaches us how God chooses. He tells Ananias, go, for he, Saul, soon to be renamed Paul, is a chosen instrument of mine. Can you imagine that? What in the world is God thinking? Why would he choose such a low-down scoundrel like Saul? Why would God choose the chief of sinners, Saul? Why would God choose a poor, miserable sinner like me? Or you? Or anyone else? My friends, God chooses the foolish things in this world. The things that are not wise or wonderful by human standards. He chooses the things that are not. This is His wisdom. To bring Himself glory. God chose Saul and made him the greatest proclaimer of the gospel the world has ever seen. And if God can do that with Saul, just imagine what he can do with you. My friends, God teaches us that he did not choose Saul on the Damascus Road. No. In our epistle reading from Galatians, God teaches us that He chose Saul before he was born. And He did the same for you. What a great mystery. What a great mystery. That before God laid the foundations of the earth, He chose you. Before God laid the foundations of the earth, He chose His Son to suffer and die and rise from the dead to redeem you. My friends, so often we get caught up thinking that there must be something in me that God has called or chosen me. Or the flip side of that, when our sin, our guilt, our shame, our worry, our depression, our habitual denying of God's Word, that somehow we have negated the grace of God. My friends, take heart. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know what that means? That in spite of your sin, God chose you. In spite of your bad choices, God chose you. In spite of the fact that often we deny the Word of God and God Himself, God has loved us enough to send Jesus to live and die and rise again to give us new life in Him. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. As we live our lives now, we have lots of choices. Sometimes we make good choices. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we choose to hear and follow the Word of God. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we know what is right and what we should do and what is good and what is honorable, and we just don't do it. And sometimes we know what is bad and wrong and harmful and evil and sinful. We know it. And we just keep going right back to it. Sounds a lot like Romans 7. This same Saul, now the Apostle Paul, talking about himself and each one of us. Who can save this sorry, miserable wretch, chief of sinners though I be? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, take heart. God chose you in the waters of holy baptism. You're His child. Your sins are forgiven. Live in that reality. Jesus has come to give you life and life to the full. Live it. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, and our choices in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues now with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able.
In addition to the prayer requests as listed in your news and notes, we remember Marlene McClellan, who had a procedure yesterday and recovering at home. Also for Anita Campbell, who also had a procedure yesterday and is back home today as well. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and to pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit, according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend Marlene and Anita, and all those who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all of our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil, of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and to answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Welcome to the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God choosing you in Christ Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Service of the sacrament is found on page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and have given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You once proclaimed your saving promise through the prophets of Israel, and by the apostles and evangelists, you published the good news of your saving promise fulfilled in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Grant that we, being instructed in the doctrine of the blessed apostles and evangelists, may faithfully eat his body and drink his blood and declare his salvation to all the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Body and precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith till life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 211. We have thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give to you peace.
Amen.
May be seated for our closing hymn, number 609, stanzas 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
Receive. If you're not a sinner, you don't need Jesus. But thanks be to God, He dies and lives and forgives even chiefs of sinners like us. Encourage you to check out the news and notes from this last Sunday. They're on the back shelf there. All the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead. You can get caught up with everything. We got iced out on our big soup cook-off a week ago, and that has been rescheduled for this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, right after the 10:30 service, we have lots of soup, and you get to vote for your favorite and all that kind of stuff. So plan on that this Sunday. Also this Sunday, we'll be observing Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and they're setting up the display out there as we speak. We have a big fundraiser coming for Pediatric Cancer Action Network, 2nd of February. We need lots of help. Sign-up sheet out there. You can take care and look at that as well. We've got Bible study in the fellowship hall now, choir up in the balcony, Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock. What am I forgetting?
Youth group subs.
Yes. Youth group, Super Bowl subs. And it's a fundraiser for our youth group. There's information in the news and notes, signs up everywhere, and they need to know how many materials and things to buy. So if you can check that out and sign up for that, that would help them out, and that'll be that much less work you have to do when you cheer the Saints on to a cheer the Seahawks. Not everybody will be cheering on Super Bowl Sunday, but at least you can watch the game. Have a great... See, that's what happens when you make choices, right? Okay. Have a great day and week in the love of Jesus.